Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Tal Reshef, an Israeli expert on the country's business ties with China. Tal, a Chinese company was a contender to build and operate a planned Israeli desalination plant, which when completed will apparently be the largest in the world. Today it's official, that company lost out to an Israeli firm. Do you think Israel did this to appease the United States? What were the Chinese company's chances to win the contract just a few months ago, before the U.S. let its displeasure be known?
The results, the decision of the committee regarding the project are not taking only into consideration the pressure put by the United States. There's also the will of Israel to keep infrastructures under the hands of Israelis and to support Israeli companies such as IDE, the winner of this bid, and other reasons, including also the worry of Israel regarding the involvement of China in projects in Israel. And there's an advantage of IDE in front of the Chinese contender because IDE has got a much longer experience and higher level of technology. So we don't really know whether the visit of Mr. Pompeo has made any change in the pressure of the United States.
What is the extent of involvement by Chinese or China-linked firms in major Israeli infrastructure projects? Why are these companies so prevalent? For Israel, it no longer seems to be a matter of just cottage cheese.
The involvement of Chinese companies in Israel is getting more and more intensive with the time. We saw them digging tunnel in the Carmel and taking care of other projects engineering in Israel. It's hard to say what is the meaning of it for Israel. For the American regime, it's very meaningful because there's a fight, there's a dogfight between America and the United States on the seat of the major superpower in the world, and it has to take into consideration Israel as well as Djibouti, Sri Lanka, Australia, Tajikistan, European Union, and so on. For Israel, the meaning is very different. It's not global, it's very local. We need the involvement of China. We need the competition that Chinese companies provide that may lower costs for Israeli authorities for such projects. I'm not sure how much fear, real fear, from Chinese involvement runs in the minds of the Israeli leaders, because Israel and China are not rivals such as the United States and China, and I'm not sure that China is threatening Israel more than other countries in the world that are involved in projects in Israel and bids in Israel, such as France, United States, Canada, UK, Germany, Italy, South Korea, and so on. Israel needs to diversify its origins of purchase, of investments, of project companies, and so on. And having the door open to China as well as to other countries serves Israel well.
You are listening to Tal Reshef, an Israeli expert on the country's business ties with China. Tal, in the long term, what might the lost contract mean for Israel doing business with China? And should Israel be wary of pushback from Beijing for having sided with Washington?
For the relations between Israel and China, it's a bit too early to know what will be the results. Of course, China doesn't like it, and the Chinese Communist Party would like Chinese companies to win in such bids, and they do their utmost in order to enable it. But I don't think that China will rush into putting a direct pressure and entering maybe even in a conflict with Israel because of the loss of a bid. First of all, because losing bids is part of life, in economic life, in business life. And second, because China right now, in that moment in time, after the coronavirus, is very vulnerable. They are not in their best moment. Their growth this year is going to be very low. Maybe there will not be any growth at all. This is not the time to get into conflict with another country. They already have their problems, not only with the United States, but also with Vietnam, with South Korea, with Japan, with India, and so on. They don't need another rival. So I believe that at least for the short term, there will be no deterioration of the relationship between Israel and China. For the long term, too many details are involved, and it is really too early to predict.
Tal Reshef, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.